Nolte, Brian Stelter exits CNN with one last ratings humiliation. By John Nolte on August 23, 2022. Brian Stelter, a proven fool, liar, and conspiracy theorist, could not even juice up the ratings for his final CNN show. After 9 years of lying to the public, of spreading violence, fascism, and blacklists, Stelter was fired last week, and his Sunday show Reliable Sources was canceled. For some bizarre reason, after firing Stelter, CNN allowed the perennial ratings loser to broadcast one final show. So, at least within the Twitter bubble, there was a ton of attention around this final show. This was going to be must-see TV, even if you only turned into hate watch. Well, guess what happened? What happened was the worst thing that can happen to a sniveling bully like Stelter. No one watched because no one cared. According to the latest numbers, Stelter's final Reliable Sources attracted only 769,000 viewers, which is fewer than the nearly 800,000 who tuned in just 2 weeks ago. By comparison, the Fox News Channel's media show, Media Buzz, nearly doubled Tater with 1.393 million viewers. In the all-important 18 to 49 age demo, Stelter couldn't even top 100,000 viewers. Only 96,460 tuned in, compared to 110,240 for Fox News. In the 25 to 54 age demo, Media Buzz crushed Stelter by more than double, 220,000 viewers to 105,000. Brian Stelter and CNN now matter so little, are so inconsequential, no one's even turning to hate watch them anymore. CNN's nonstop trolling of the political right and Trump supporters is so old and tired that everyone's decided to tune them out. That's how little influence corporate media now have. We just don't care even more. So think about this, one of CNN's biggest trolls and villains is about to deliver his last words, and no one cares. But wait, the news gets even better. Although Stelter's series finale was a ratings humiliation, it was still the highest-rated CNN show on Sunday. Stelter is a loser. He has no constituency, no following. He's so boring, smug, and predictable that the world collectively shrugs at his very existence. Our corporate media overlords love to be loved and love to be hated. What they cannot live with is being ignored. So, good job, America. Keep right on ignoring these Nazis.